Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Fantasy NBA Today podcast.
Friends, it's show two, and I'm rolling back to back, so we'll see if the voice actually hangs in there here for this 15-minute quick hitter on streaming. It's the beginning of a new week, so we got to go a little bit heavier on actual week-long strategy as well. But I don't want to take too much time at the front end here. I do want to dive right in. Only one remark. Please follow at Dan Bespris on social media, sportsethos.com. Go check out our baseball feed right now. And this is Fantasy NBA Today. Almost forgot to give the name of the show. This is our streaming show. It is focused exclusively on how to maximize games played and win your playoff head-to-head battle. We are not talking Roto on this episode. I split them up here during the fantasy playoffs because otherwise we'd have, you know, hour and 15-minute episodes. And I just, frankly, my voice needs a short break or a medium-sized break between them. So we roll. As we always do, first of all, this is a look at our streaming board for those that are watching the video with us. This is something available to Fantasy Pass subscribers. They get to see the entire thing. I'm showing you a snippet here that's relevant to what we're talking about. But I want to start by talking about one main thing, and that is that this week doesn't really have any high traffic days. Basically none. Today has 8 games, Tuesday 5, Wednesday 8, Thursday 7, Friday 8, Saturday 8, Sunday 6. You are liable to have open roster slots on your head-to-head lineup board every single day. And if you're medium heavy on one, you're likely to be sort of light on the next one. As most teams this week either alternate games Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, or Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. And obviously that's not entirely true in some, like Charlotte, they don't have one on Wednesday, but they fall in, or Thursday, excuse me, but they fall into that same pattern. A lot of teams kind of fall into that same pattern. And where teams don't, it tends to be because there's an extra day off in between, as opposed to a back-to-back. All that to say, compared to most weeks, there aren't that many back-to-backs this week. There are more Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, so that'll be when we get, I think, maybe more into some heavier decision-making. But what that also means is that today, if you're using roster moves today, you pretty much want to sit on them for the week, because Wednesday, Thursday, Friday range is where you're going to be cashing in on a bunch of them to backload your week. Wednesday to Saturday stuff or beyond. Thursday through Sunday stuff or beyond. Friday into the following week or beyond. Many of you are in your fantasy finals this week. That's something to keep in mind. Teams like Dallas, for instance, they don't play after Thursday. So save a roster move for players that are just done with multiple games left in the week. And there aren't that many of those, mind you. Most teams play either Saturday or Sunday. The only ones that don't are Memphis and Dallas, I believe. Yeah, quick check confirms that. But again, if you have any Grizzlies or Mavericks and you're in your finals, be ready to get the hell off of them after their last game this week. Who has the worst schedule starting today, or frankly for the week ahead? The worst schedule belongs to Charlotte, and it's really not all that close. Charlotte has a game tomorrow, so if you have a Hornet that you really like a Miles Bridges or a Brandon Miller or something like that, or even Micić, you could hold through tomorrow. And in fact, I might consider doing so, because you can still, the nice thing about Charlotte is that you could use a move today to turn a two-game week into a four-game week. But if you really like the Hornet you have, you might as well get one game out of that dude and then three games out of someone else, instead of zero games out of that dude and four games out of someone else. Or sorry, two games out of, say, Miles Bridges. Let's use Miles Bridges as our example there. This is just a math game. One game of Miles Bridges plus three of a random streamer is better than four games of a random streamer. Two games of Miles Bridges plus one game of a streamer is probably worse than one of Miles plus three of a streamer. So we're talking about this balance point. And you can happily get that balance point on Wednesday for the really good Charlotte Hornets you have on your roster. So you don't have to abandon ship on them today unless they're fringy. You know, like Grant Williams, holding on to Grant Williams for one extra game probably isn't all that helpful. But again, either way, because Wednesday through Sunday, there are plenty of teams that have three games to Charlotte's one, the Hornets' schedule really gets awful starting on Wednesday. It's not horrible today, tomorrow. You get a game half of the time. 50% is fine for streaming. It's not great, but you hang tough. Might as well hold that move until Wednesday. Dallas has the other bad schedule this week. If you like your Mavericks, like a Gafford or a Luka or a Kyrie, you hold them through Thursday, obviously. Now, if your league continues after that, you probably try to hold on to even Gafford. You're definitely holding on to Luka and Kyrie after that. But if your league ends, as I just mentioned, on Friday, you just drop every Maverick on your roster. So those are the two worst schedules, because they're just two-game weeks. There are other teams that have kind of bad schedules. The Clippers, the Thunder, the Raptors have one game over 4 days to start this week, with that one game coming on Wednesday. So a Clipper, a Thunder, a Raptor. If you wanted to move off of them, today would be that day. So, like, let's say you went Bones Highland late last week. I did that in one league, and he had two pretty useful games. One of them he didn't score very much, but he had a bunch of defensive stats before, what's the kind way to put it, making diarrhea on the basketball court in yesterday's ball game. So you want to get off of Bones, obviously, because the schedule's not good anymore. The Clippers' starters are back in there. You know, minus Norman Powell, who's starter-ish. That's not enough to help Bones. Or Terrence Mann, who actually had a pretty good ball game yesterday. These are guys you're not going to hold on to through one game over 4 days, because at that point, starting on Wednesday, you get three games out of them. But you might as well just move to a different streamer who has four games over 6 days, I would say, to start the week. Because that then also gives you flexibility on Sunday. For the Clippers, if you want to get all three games, you'd have to hold all the way through Sunday, meaning no flexibility. I hate that. Same story for the Raptors and the Thunder. I mean, again, the Thunder have some very fringy players that, they probably didn't pop up on your radar because they didn't have a very good schedule. At least the Clippers had a good schedule leading into this. And Toronto had an okay schedule. Not great, but theirs loosens up a little bit now. Toronto, and I mean, like, I don't think I'm dropping Gary Trent, because they go three times by Saturday. So if you really wanted to get off a Raptor, you might as well take three games of Toronto and one of a streamer at the end of the week, as opposed to four streamers, right? Like, three of Gary Trent plus one streamer is better than four streamers. Same for Olynyk, etc. If you have, like, Ochai Agbaji, yeah, I mean, you could probably find a better four-game streamer out there. But if you have, like, a half-decent player, try to squeeze out the games that you can from that player before you make your roster move. Common mistake that a lot of teams make is using up a bunch of moves on Monday, even if Monday's not a great day to stream. Like, there aren't that many teams. In fact, I think zero. I think there are zero teams that go back-to-back, yeah, zero teams that go back-to-back today and then flow into a decent schedule the rest of the week. I want to talk about one more team that has a bad schedule. San Antonio's schedule is not very good. It's similar to what we just talked about with Toronto, but their game is on Tuesday, so tomorrow, meaning you could then hold through tomorrow, and if you didn't like the spur you had, if it was someone fringy, you know, like a Jeremy Sochan or something like that, you could move off of him before they have 2 days off. But then even though the Spurs, you have a back-to-back Friday, Saturday, so they also finish up their week before Sunday. Oklahoma City's is a little bit less great because, like, again, you don't have the flexibility. You'd have to hold all the way through Sunday to get all three games if it's a Thunder that you liked. What was the other team I mentioned in that mix? The Clippers, same thing. So the Clippers, you'd have to go all the way through Sunday. Those are a little bit worse because of the lack of flexibility. Toronto has flexibility in a way that the other ones don't. Same with San Antonio. So I guess technically Toronto and San Antonio, of the teams that go one game over 4 days to start the week, their schedules are a little bit better. You probably hold through Saturday if you need to save your moves. Clippers, Thunder, if you happen to have any fringy Thunder, which you probably don't because their schedule sucked, but if you had any, today's probably the day to abandon ship on those guys. What about the flip side of this? Who has a good schedule this week? Well, not that many teams, actually. More scheduling spots will emerge as the week goes on. So let's make sure that we're clear about that. For instance, what's a good one that we can use as an example here? New Orleans, you know, they go four times in 6 days, but they go back-to-back Thursday, Friday. So that's an opportunity to get three games in four nights over the second half of this week with flexibility. Phoenix, three times in 4 days, starting Wednesday through Saturday. Sacramento has the same thing. Utah has the same thing. But that also segues into the discussion of teams that have a better schedule. Starting today, Sacramento is the best because they play today, and then starting Wednesday, they go into a five-game and seven-day stretch. So if you're not in the finals, if your league continues beyond this week, Sacramento has a huge leg up on everybody else, because they go four times this week and they go back-to-back to start next week. So you can have a good schedule this week and front-load next week. So Sacramento fringy players, Keon Ellis, Kevin Huerter, I'm assuming Malik Monk, Keegan Murray, De'Aaron Fox, and Domantas Sabonis are on rosters right now. Harrison Barnes would qualify as a fringy player. That would make sense for Sacramento. It's going to be different depending on who's available in your league. I always get this like, oh, this guy's not a free agent in my league. I'm doing my best, guys. I don't know who's a free agent in your league. It's different for everybody. Just check them out. See what fits. So if any of those guys is already on a roster, like, skip them. I'm just throwing them out there. I'm telling you who I think is probably already rostered. I can't know for sure. Also, next thing on the board, what the hell was I doing here? I'm accidentally enlarging and shrinking the wrong things. There we go. I did it. Utah has another decent schedule for this week. It's imperfect. They are in the back end of a 5-7, so some of that doesn't qualify, but they play today, and then they go back-to-back on Wednesday, Thursday, and they also have a game on Saturday, so you get four games in 6 days if you wanted to. Or you just go three games in four nights if you wanted to pivot off of a fringy Jazz. Let's say guys start to come back and screws up your stream. Utah players that I'm comfortable calling stream level, Taylor Hendricks, Chris Dunn, maybe Bryce Sensabaugh. He's not putting up much in the way of numbers. Problem, of course, with Utah is, you know, if Lauri Markkanen comes back, it changes all of this stuff. If Jordan Clarkson happens to come back, it changes all of this stuff. John Collins probably comes back in there. That likely changes things a little bit. So that's why, like, Johnny Juzang, I don't think I can put him on this list. I know he's played okay last couple of ball games. He may end up in the G League if any of these dudes comes back, and then you picked up a dude who's getting you a zero. I'm assuming Keontae George, Walker Kessler, and Colin Sexton and John Collins are all on rosters right now. Same with Clarkson, same with Markkanen. So I'm just talking about others, which is Hendricks and Dunn and maybe Sensabaugh, because at least he's playing. Those are your three Jazz options. Other interesting that we talked about on yesterday's show, but the Celtics still have three games over 4 days and four over six. But much like Utah, the back-to-back falls in the middle of this stuff or towards the back end, because the Celtics are on the 5-7. For the Celtics, it's at the back end. So if you're picking up a Boston player, you got to hold them through Saturday. Not great if things aren't going all that well. We talked about Sam Hauser yesterday, and then he got hurt in the middle of an epic, like, league-winning type of performance. Peyton Pritchard is the only real Celtic I would look at, especially now with Porzingis likely back, so that takes Luke Kornet off the table. So Pritchard is someone you could probably hold through Saturday, and you'd probably get three starts out of four games for him on this mess. If Hauser happened to come back, which seems unlikely, then he could also get in there. The Blazers have a very similar schedule to the Celtics this week. In fact, it's exactly the same. Today, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. Blazers have had a good schedule for a while, so you kind of know their streamers to this point. Tumani Kamara, Delino Banton, Scoot Henderson, maybe Chris Murray. I don't think I'd go beyond that. Jabari Walker is playing again, so he could even creep onto that list. And then the last team worth mentioning is Minnesota, because they have a back-to-back today, tomorrow. And it's part of a four-game week with no flexibility. So that's your problem there. If you just wanted stream level, Nickeil Alexander-Walker, Kyle Anderson, Jaden McDaniels is streamer level. All three of those guys make sense for the back-to-back. The only problem is you're now forced to make another roster move, I believe, on Wednesday. Because I don't know that any of those three guys warrants holding through a two-game over five-day stretch. And it's not terrible, two games over 5 days. But when you think about how many moves it's taking you to keep that roster slot as a net positive, it's too many. Like, if you picked up a Wolf today, you probably just want to hold him for a four-game week and hope for the best. And hope that, like, if you picked up Alexander Walker, you hope that someone, well, we know Cat's out for the year, but you just hope that someone else misses, like, one game in there or two games in there in a magical universe.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
But I can't possibly advocate using a move on a Timberwolf today. That's one weekly move. And then another one on Wednesday. That's two moves. And yeah, it turns that roster slot probably into a five-game week. But, you know, what are you gaining here? Are you dropping a Hornet? That two-game week? So two moves to make it a five-gamer? 1.5 extra games per move? You might as well just use one move, turn a two-gamer into a four-gamer, and then you open up the pool at that point. Then there ends up being no advantage to using Minnesota over any team with a four-game week, which we talked about a lot of them, by the way, but there are others. Cleveland, Detroit. Detroit has a pretty good schedule. They got 5 games over 8 days coming up here. So does Cleveland. George Niang, with Donovan Mitchell back out, playable again. Detroit, Fontecchio is questionable. Does someone else step up? Isaiah Stewart is a good stream. Golden State has 4 games this week. Indiana has 4 games this week. So there's a lot of teams that have 4 games. Fine, you can move to any of those from your two-gamer if you wanted to. Or, like we talked about, hold your two-gamer through their game on Tuesday and then turn a one-gamer into a three-gamer after that. I just don't think there's a lot, maybe almost anything gained by using a move to Minnesota today. If you're not planning on moving off of them later in the week, why switch to a guy that you have lower hopes on? Now, again, someone like a Bones Highland who basically just went back to a goose egg, you can go from Bones is a three-game week, but who cares? You know, his three-game week is like a one-game week for any even a regular-level streamer. Okay, terrific. Go from Bones to anybody with a four-game week. It doesn't have to be Minnesota. Anybody with a four-game week would do. So that's where I sit for this week. Ultimately, today is not a great day for doing a ton of long streaming. There are a few teams, like we talked about, where if you have somebody fringy on them, you want to get the hell off of it. Like, don't wait. That's, like, sitting on those guys is a very bad idea. Specifically, if you have a fringe-level Clipper, because they got so much worse with James Harden coming back, that's a situation where you want to turn their three-game week, which basically profiles as much less than that, into somebody playing four times who's actually going to get streaming-level stuff. But even if you go all the way to the two-game teams, most of them you could make a case to hold through Tuesday. There are very few players outside of injured ones that I think are necessary to drop today. I think if you can, hold as many of your moves as possible through Wednesday of this week. See how all of your guys do, your low traffic teams on Tuesday, because they pretty much all play Tuesday. The teams that have three-game weeks pretty much all play on Tuesday. Not all of them, but a lot of them play on Tuesday. Clippers don't, for instance. See how they do and go from there. The only other little tiny caveat to that would be the Lakers, who play tonight and then are off for 3 days after that. But we'll talk about them on tomorrow's show, because starting tomorrow, they have a very bad schedule. So that's really where I'm looking. Like, if you have a Laker, get off of them tomorrow. A fringy Laker, I should say. Charlotte, fringy player, you can get off on Wednesday. Dallas, you could hold them all the way through Friday if you wanted. You don't have to make your moves now. Even the Bucks, who don't play today or tomorrow, but then they go back-to-back. So you're back to two games over the first 4 days. You're like, you're basically locked in like a lot of other teams. Because of the way this week is built, without overflow days and without a ton of really powerful scheduling like spots, because there are no teams that go back-to-back today that have flexibility, it's generally pretty wise to hold on to at least three, maybe even all four of your weekly moves going into the week. I know, I don't say that very often, but sit on them if you can. I didn't mean to zoom back out again here. There we go. All right, everybody, thanks so much for watching. Let me do a quick check on the chat room while I remind you guys to follow me over on Twitter at Dan Bespris, DanBesBris. Is Kelly Olynyk worth holding or getting a guy like Slow-Mo, Taylor Hendricks, Chris Dunn? Well, I think this falls into my discussion of you might as well hold on for a bit. Because, like, think about it this way. The Raptors play three games by Saturday. Utah plays four games by Saturday. You can add one game with a move there. Do you actually get more in four games of Slow-Mo versus three games of Olynyk? I'm not sure you gain anything, and if you do, it's a razor-thin margin. Couple of points, couple of assists. I mean, even that's questionable. Couple of points, couple of assists, probably. Is that worth using up a move? I don't think so. I think I'd wait. And then, on top of everything else, with Slow-Mo, you'd have to hold all the way through the end of the week. You could use that move on Olynyk slot on Sunday if you wanted to. Get three games of Kelly and one game of Slow-Mo if you wanted to. No reason to do that today. Is Kyle Anderson in? I don't think we know yet, actually. I haven't seen it. No new news on that already. Yet. The only Minnesota news we got so far is that Rudy Gobert was present at shoot-around. Why would Keegan not be rostered? He's rostered. I just hesitated before I said something. I forgot about him for a sec. Peyton Pritchard, yeah. Hey, Dan, how are you doing in your leagues? I'm in four head-to-head leagues. Sadly, I wish it wasn't that many. Three of them were already in the playoffs. I'm in the finals now in one of them. I advanced. I didn't think I had a shot. I lost yesterday. I was winning 5-4, and Jokic having a terrible field goal percent game cost me a trip to the finals in the other one. Go figure. Should have played Jordan Poole over Jokic. How could I have known? 30 deep. I beat Brewski, actually, in 30 deep. So I just went to the conference finals in that one. That's a four-round playoff instead of three in 30 deep. And I have Kyrie in a two-game week, so that's going to be a tough one. But generally pretty well. And then my Yahoo Public League just started the playoffs today. I was in second place, so I have a bye. So generally pretty good. I'm going to win money in one of them. We know that already because I'm in the finals. And if I can get into the finals in the Yahoo League, I'll be pretty excited about that too. Amen Thompson or Aaron Nesmith? If we're talking about just streaming here, both teams or Houston three games, Nesmith four. So Nesmith is if you're just going streaming. If you're going games cap, then it's Thompson. Would you rather add Jordan McLaughlin for the back-to-back today or add someone better between today and tomorrow considering only one game first playoff round on ESPN Points League? I would rather hold off. Again, I don't think there's a huge advantage to adding Minnesota players today because you might as well just hold them for the rest of the week. In the championship this week, all thanks to you and the huge daily stuff. Appreciate it. You got it, man. You're going streaming crazy these days. TJ McConnell or Delino Banton this week? Give me McConnell. Any hope of LaMelo coming back? I doubt it. What am I supposed to do with Mikal Bridges in a points league? Brooklyn has a good schedule, but he's just chucking shots lately. He's been horrible. Yeah, he's been terrible, but you kind of have no choice but to sit on him. Nembhard or Sensabaugh, points league? Oh, that's a good one. I'll go Nembhard and then pray. But they have Cleveland without Mobley and without Donovan Mitchell, so that'll be pretty... The defense will be a lot easier to deal with. Detroit, horrible defense. Warriors, meh defense. Lakers are not playing any defense. So Indy's got a pretty good schedule this week in terms of who they're playing. I mean, Nembhard, I really don't like his fantasy game. With Utah, the issue is that if somebody comes back, then Sensabaugh just completely disappears. Should I consider dropping Jrue Holiday? I mean, honestly, it's probably a two-game week for him. I think what you might do is see if, I mean, he's not playing today, so you'll get a game at him on Wednesday, and then you'll get either Friday, Saturday. I think I'd probably hold through whatever game he plays on the, in that second back-to-back, and then you could move off after that, if this is your finals week. Otherwise, no. Best rest of season roto ads. We needed that for the other show. The show, this isn't a roto, that's the first half of our double dip here. I have no idea, Randy. I'm really sorry. I can't give you a good answer to that question because I don't know who the hell is on your waiver wire, and this show is all about streaming. So hit it up in the comments section on one of our other shows or take it to Twitter or take it to YouTube or Discord, and we'll, you know, we'll try to handle it over there the best we can. But I'm going to need some names. Okay, two shows back-to-back in the hopper. Thank you guys for watching both of them. Hopefully this one gets you started. Again, big thing today. Don't use a move today unless you must. So get off of guys that are giving you zeros or near zeros. But otherwise, deep breath, patience. Your opponent is probably going to make two moves today because they're like, oh no, I have some guys that aren't playing. But they're gonna overextend. By holding on to moves where you don't really lose out on adding games played, you can figure out what categories to attack. And you can get more options because more teams have better schedules the rest of the week. I have Jonas Valanciunas and Walker Kessler sitting on the wire. Should I grab them? What are the Pelicans' schedule again this week? Valanciunas, grab them tomorrow if this is for streaming. And Kessler, grab them today. Yes is the answer to those. Those guys are going to have decent numbers this week. I know JV's been bad, but four games, you take it. Should I drop Grant Williams, Davis Bertans for a four-game schedule player, Peyton Pritchard, Sam Merrill, something like that? And then the next person is asking about Harrison Barnes. I talked about Harrison Barnes a couple minutes ago, so rewind. The story here on Charlotte is it depends on how good the player is you like. If you like him a little bit, hold him through tomorrow because you can still get three games after tomorrow and against their one. Davis Bertans, I don't care that much. If you can get a better player than Davis who goes four times, then yes. I don't think there's a better streaming option today with four games this week than Grant Williams in a league of what I assume is sort of like medium to high competitiveness. So I would hold Grant Williams through tomorrow. Let's see here. If you're asking questions about who has high and low games, you got to go back to the beginning of the show, guys. I did this. What about JJJ? They've been resting him against bad teams. Will he want to play against Wemby? That's a good question. He probably plays the two good opponents to start the week. I really don't know. He's good enough where a two-game week probably fits in a weekly lock league compared to four out of like a top 150, 160 range guy. So I would probably start him in a weekly lock, and then you just hope, call it a 30% chance he plays against Wemby. Good enough. Is Jeremy Grant a drop at this point? Probably. If you're out of injury slots, can't take zeros for him if you're in the playoffs. Who's more droppable, Cam Johnson or Paul Reed? Points league, I would probably drop Reed. Although, what's Brooklyn's schedule this week? Well, this week, it's Cam. If you're head-to-head battle right now, he only has three games and Reed's got four. So if it's this week, if you're like just looking near term, you want the guy playing four games. So I rescind my original answer. All right, I got to get out of here. I've been podcasting for like an hour and a half straight. Good luck, everybody. Try to save your moves. That's the big... It took me a half an hour to tell you don't do anything unless you have to. But there are some spots where you have to. Guys that are hurt, like a Jordan Clarkson, maybe droppable. Bones, who's not going to do anything, droppable. There are other names out there. Guys that are putting up zeros, that's where you got to abandon ship. Almost every other scenario, you can hang on a little bit and still get basically the same stuff out of your week. We'll do two more tomorrow, I think. Tomorrow's going to be a tight squeeze, but I'll do my best. I'm Dan Bespris. Follow if you're watching on social. There are like 400 of you watching on Twitter right now. Follow Dan Bespris. Just click the button. YouTube, like and subscribe. iTunes, subscribe and rate. Spotify, subscribe and rate. All the other stuff. Mwah! Hugs and kisses to you all. Let's keep trying to put up some wins. Be patient.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.